Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Welcome to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our Father, I meet everyone to thank you. We bless you. We magnify your holy name. We thank you for another day, another time of refreshing in your holy presence. We thank you for all the battles that you have been fighting for us, for all manners of victory that you have granted us. We say glory, honor, praises, adoration be unto you, Lord, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Everlasting Father, we commit today's broadcast into your holy hands. And we say, Lord, come and speak to us, speak to our situation, speak to our circumstances. Let us experience you today in a way we have never done before. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the end of the day, Lord, let your people be blessed. Let them be brought closer to you. Let there be gift of salvation. And let your name and only your name be glorified. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Once again, you are welcome to this week edition of your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. Today, I'll be discussing with you what I titled, The Certain Day Has Come. That certain day of yours has come in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to take my text from the book of Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5, and I'm reading from verse 17 to verse 26. Luke 5, reading from 17 to 26. Now, it happened on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by, who had come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present to heal. Then behold, men brought on a bed a man who was paralyzed, whom they sought to bring in and lay before him. And when they could not find how they might bring him in because of the crowd, they went up to the housetop and let him down with his bed through the tiling into the midst before Jesus. When he saw their faith, he said to him, Man, your sins are forgiven you. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, say, Who is this who speaks blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God alone? But when Jesus perceived their thought, he answered and said to them, Why are you reasoning in your heart? Which is easier to say, Your sins are forgiven you, or to say, Rise up and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has the power on earth to forgive sin, he said to the man who was paralyzed, I say to you, arise, take up your bed, go to your house. And immediately he rose up before them, took up what he had lying on, and departed to his own house, glorifying God. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God, and they were filled with fear, saying, We have seen strange things today. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The title of the message is that the certain day has come. There are days and there are different days. There are two types of days, normal day and what we call a certain day. And what happens on a certain day? Number one thing that we can see is that a certain day is not like any other day. It is the day of God's visitation. The Lord will visit you this day in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today is your day of visitation in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing that happened on that certain day is that, as we can see in that passage, you see, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. It's a day of the demonstration of the power of the Lord. The Lord will demonstrate his power in your life, in your family, in your ministry this day. in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, because your certain day has certainly come, and so shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Number three is that it is the day God wants to bless you, not only in the midst of your loved ones, but in the presence of your enemy. He will bless you even in the presence of your enemies. Your enemy cannot stop him from blessing you. The book of Psalm 23, verse 5, he says, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over." You will experience a run over, overflowing blessings of the Lord this day in the name of Jesus, because your certain day has come. The Lord has prepared a table of blessing, a table of abundance, a table of joy for you, even in the presence of your enemy, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Number four thing that happens on a certain day is a day when men go out of their way to favor and to help you. The passage that we read there, we saw the friends of this man. They went out of their way. They had to carry him to the top of the roof. They took him there, they removed the tiles on the roof, and they lowered him down. They certainly went out of their way to help him. They went out of their way to favor him. They did not consider the inconveniences it was for them, but they are ready to make that sacrifice for his sake. Brothers and sisters, I decree and declare that this day men and women will go out of their way to help you. They will go out of their way to favor you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, because your certain day has certainly come. Number five is a day when all obstacles between you and experiencing the power of God are totally removed. On that day, there were obstacles. The Bible says there were a large crowd which hindered this man from getting to Jesus Christ. But those obstacles did not stand in the way. Those obstacles were removed. And as a result of that, this man was able to experience Christ. He was able to have an encounter with the Lord. Whatever that is standing between you and our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord will remove them in the mighty name of Jesus. Indeed, you will experience him, you will encounter him like never before in the mighty name of Jesus. Every spiritual barrier, every physical barrier that is hindering you from experiencing Christ in his fullness, the Almighty God will remove them in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of doubt, spirit of unbelief, every spirit of destruction, they are hereby removed from you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Number six is the day when Jesus will see your faith. The Bible says when this man was lowered down, Jesus saw his faith. Your faith will become visible to Christ. That step of faith that you need to take, the Lord will give you the strength, he will give you the wherewithal, he will give you the boldness, the courage to take that step of faith this day in the mighty name of Jesus. That which you cannot do before, you begin to do them right now, because your faith is no longer at that low level. The mountain-moving faith that you need, you will receive of them right now in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, that mountain-moving faith is yours in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing you can see there, it's a day when Jesus speaks to you and you hear him clearly. Jesus spoke to that man, said, "Your sins are forgiven, carry your bed." The man had Jesus speaking to him clearly. Maybe either two, you cannot even decipher when God is speaking to you. From henceforth, when he speaks to you, you will hear him. In the name of Jesus, every wax that have covered your ear, that have not allowed you to hear him, those wax, let them begin to melt away in the name of Jesus. As he speaks to you, you will hear him. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Number eight is that it is a day when God gives you a clean slate to start afresh with him. A clean slate. The Lord is giving you a clean slate right now. Our Lord Jesus Christ told that man, your sins are forgiven. He has forgiven your sins. He has wiped away your iniquities. He's giving you a fresh start in the mighty name of Jesus. It's a new beginning for you. And indeed, you will experience that new beginning. The Lord will take you higher and higher beyond your widest imagination in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Number 9, it is a day of your long-awaited miracle and healing. Oh, praise the Lord. You have been waiting for that miracle. You have been waiting for that healing. No matter how long it is, I say it has expired today, because today is your certain day. The Almighty God is visiting you today. The Almighty God is healing you of that disease. Affliction will no longer dwell in your body in the mighty name of Jesus. Your years of waiting has come to an end. This is your time of rejoicing. This is your time of celebration in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Your miracle hour has arrived, and you receive it right now in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Number 10 is a day where Jesus stands between you and your enemies and silenced them. The Pharisees were there opposing the man, but Jesus did not even allow the man to answer them. But Jesus was the one answering them. The Lord will answer for you. The Lord will fight your battle. He will stand between you and your enemies. He will protect you. He will make you impregnable to the arrows of the enemies in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will silence all your mockers, everyone that is asking you, where is your God? This season, the God you serve will silence them permanently in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And number 11 is the day that you turn into an amazement. Indeed, you become an amazement. From this day henceforth, you become an amazement in the name of Jesus. People will see you and marvel. People will see you and say, I want to know your God. People will see you and glorify your God in the mighty name of Jesus, because the Almighty God will do something wonderful, something glorious, something excellent, something permanent in your life in the name of Jesus. Life of misery, life of failure, life of disappointment has come to an end for you this day in the mighty name of Jesus. And finally, it's the day of joy and total victory. Oh, brothers and sisters, I want you, wherever you are listening to me right now, to begin to rejoice, to begin to dance, because today is that certain day, that day of joy, that day of total victory, that day of fulfillment, that day of new song. Begin to dance right now, because your certain day has come. You are now an amazement by the reason of your testimony. Those who do not know Jesus will come to know him. Oh, Raki Kipu Shandakaba, this is your day of rejoicing. Begin to rejoice. Begin to celebrate in the mighty name of Jesus. Things of rejoicing will never cease in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' name. By chance, you are hearing me right now. You don't even have any relationship with this Jesus. That certain day cannot come. You need to experience him, because this man had that certain day, because it was the day of divine visitation. So today the Lord is visiting you. He's telling you, hear my word. Listen to my word. I want to forgive you your sins. I want to wipe away your sins. I want to write your name in the book of life. Do not harden your heart. Hear me today. So as you are hearing me, I want you to say after me, to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and say, Jesus, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life in the mighty name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Father, I want to thank you for this, your children that have given their lives unto you, and for everyone that is listening to me. I say your certain day has come. Continue to enjoy the peace. Continue to enjoy victory in the Christ in the mighty name of Jesus. What is giving you joy will never turn to sorrow. I will never hear bad report concerning you. You will not hear bad report concerning me. In the name of Jesus, it is well with you at daytime. It is well with you at nighttime. Continue to be in the presence of the Most High. Until we meet again next week, God bless you.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.